Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, back on live, that little vibes, man, PSA Hip Hop, man. Let me get my bro in here, man. I haven't spoken to this brother in a while, but I'm always, every day, tuning into his live. I know he got battles popping off on his live. Very cool brother right here, man. Call him in the building, 40.
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
What's good, King?
I'm chill like a veil if a villain could chill.
All right. I guess let's get right to the shits, man. A lot of conversation, obviously, when you came back into battle rap. You know, can you hold it down? Or you gonna impress us, right? We had this conversation with King Los also, and now we having it with Chubby Jag. And a lot of, for some reason, your name was the first name, because originally it was Shotgun Shug, and Jag was the combo. But after this math battle, your name was the first name mentioned. Are you surprised that your name got mentioned?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Did you, were you able to watch the battle?
Yep, definitely. I caught it. Shout out to my man ARP, Raw Breeze shit. Nice card.
Okay. And what you thought about the battle?
About Jag battle. Hold on,
yeah.
Quick second. I'm gonna tell you because I'm just gonna pay this shit at the car wash. Hold on. So I'm just going through that. I want to be uninterrupted. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. Yo, on the wall, no brush only the tires. Brush only tires, you heard? Yeah. Alright, cool. Yeah, his battle was cool. I wasn't really that impressed though. To be honest.
Okay. Why weren't you impressed though? A lot of the coaches seem to really, rock with it.
The wild factor only, I guess, of the battle was that Math walked off. And I told you, niggas, fucking armor roll the tires, niggas, still fucking dumbass. Nah, the only factor was when Math walked off and it looked like, from one angle, it looked like he just went to go get some water or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And he came back, and it's not like he ain't finished his round. And they put you in, battle rap put you in a position where it make you feel like, my opinion right now, I think it's too biased, but I'm really not impressed. And the people that they ask who opinion, like their opinion, ironically, it was somebody like Calico, who I've been going back and forth with, so. And a nigga that's on stage and cheering for Chubby Jag.
Okay.
So, I'm just being real, like, if you compare rounds, it's not compare his rounds to my rounds. Let's start with that, right? My round
which battle?
Was like
which battle are we
Matt
talking for? Are we talking E-Nets battle?
I'm talking about RBE battle.
Okay,
RBE. Like we both
okay,
got an
on,
RBE battle, a return battle, right?
Right.
So I'm saying that's what we really chopping up to, and that's what the they trying to paint this storyline to. So this my RBE return battle was Ill Will, of course, and his is Matt, right? Now
right.
I really feel that the material I had for Ill Will, even my third angle, was more crafted, more complex than his. And I feel like on a battle rap standpoint, it's a total package. I feel like battle rap is definitely like short memories when it comes to shit like that. Because if you niggas go back and hear, like, there's no way anybody could listen to my third round and not be entertained. That's how I feel. That's first, right? Second thing is, his third round angle was like something that, you know, that I guess the inevitable or whoever was going to battle Mav, cool. I feel like if I had, I was about to sound like Butterfly. I feel like if I, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if I would have did that motherfucking angle, I would have like, it would have been way more entertaining when I did it. When he did it, it was too straightforward. And to me, it was like a little cringeworthy. That's how I feel. I feel like you could have did it a little bit more, like, you know, more craftsmanship in it. That's all. I don't know what's the word. Like give a nigga like Adi, like, I said Adi, cool. Give a nigga like Big K. Sorry, I'm driving through this shit.
Right.
Give a nigga like Big K, right? If Big K had that same angle, how more entertaining would it be? Because you've seen what he got with the angle that he had with Adi Boom. So that's how I feel like as a battle rapper, I wasn't impressed as everybody else. When we get past the, you an industry artist and you seem like you can go toe-to-toe with niggas that do this, then all right, cool. But, you know, I see, and you know the ironic part? I see what a lot of battle rappers was looking at me when I look at his shit. Because they see a dude that's happy-go-lucky, just finished the fucking a battle, and now you ready to take on the world. And he's like, yo, I was there before. I know how that feels. You know what I mean? You know, and I don't want no shot. And shout out to Jag, because we spoke before all of this. And he knows this.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, but he left out things in that conversation, but we spoke.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You guys will be so ill. We're not comparing Keith Murray to Fredo Starr type bullshit that we saw years ago, right? But because you two niggas did so good, and that's your hip-hop colleague, does that battle make sense?
Yo, to be honest, yeah, it kind of do make sense. I was like, you sent me the link, and I wasn't going to look at the interview. But when I looked at it, you said that he mentioned me in the interview, and you definitely checked the temperature about you know, even entertaining that battle. I was surprised that he was like, nah, that's not really what I want to do. He sounded like, I just want to be brothers with this industry shit. You know, we brothers and this and that. And cool. If you don't want to battle, I'm not going to force you. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a point where I get that a lot in battle rap. If a lot of people don't even know that. I've been getting that with, like, Cassidy, like that. You know what I'm saying? People that I figure the storyline is there to battle, I say, yo, come on, let's do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we do. And to be honest, I feel like I'm new to this new battle rap shit, so I check niggas' temperatures online and Twitter, right? And a lot of people, they feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm too aggressive with the tweets or whatever. They get in their feelings. They be like, yo, fuck that. I don't want to do this. Nah, you know what? So, and it just be all type of different shit. So with him is, I guess he like, yo, you know what? And you know what the irony is when I heard his interview? He said, yo, nobody talk about 40 Cal. They talk about Jag. In my mind, I'm like, God damn, nigga, you battled like less than a week ago. They were talking about me for 3-4 months.
Well, 40.
Yeah.
You know, the nigga name all over the place.
No, listen. Of course he's not lying. Did you hear what I just said to you in 3-letter bit? He battled less than a week ago. I battled in February. Dead ass. Right. I thought it was February.
Right.
Now this is just like niggas be ticking me off with like how niggas be talking, but I'm gonna put this out there because I don't think niggas know this. Right? What I expect to hear is 40 cal if it wasn't for you. You know why I expect to hear this shit? Because, bro, I'm gonna be 100 with you, and he can keep it 100 too,
right.
And we can play a game called Swear to Punchline Card. I made it.
Swear to
right?
Punchline Card.
And this Swear to Punchline Card game goes simple as this, B. I'm speaking to a guy named ARP. I'm quite sure they got familiar with him, right? He tells me,
of course,
yo, 40. At this point, this is February. You say, yo, 40. Man, listen. We at look, where I'm at, I had a more uphill battle than him. I had Cassidy and J Mills stinking the place up as industry niggas. I'm just being real. That was all my questions and my interviews about how you not gonna stink it up like them. That's what everybody asked. So when ARP talking to me, he like, yo, bro, I'm not gonna hold you. If you don't do good, I'm not doing this industry shit no more, because that's what he known for, right? So I say, yo, all right, no problem. Now, here we are at a point where I did good enough that now we see Jag now. This is real talk. Now, if you any way to debate this, it's a simple way. Ask him what day he signed his contract. But FYI, sidebar, I know the answer to that because he battled math. Hello, that's my man. So I've been knew this. You know what I'm saying? And so when I'm telling you, when I posted here 40 cows, it wasn't for you. You talking industry shit, nigga? I opened the door for y'all niggas. So at the end of the day, I make it so that now more industry niggas could come in. So when you paint this picture like, yo, I'm the reason why industry niggas could come in, I'm like, yo, what? What? Nigga, this year I did that. This year, you need to go check my fucking credits. I can't help that a lot of what I did in my battle, I felt went overshadowed. And it's hard to not try to sound like a hater, because I'm not. I'm just being real. A lot of what I did in my battle was great shit. But in same battle, Adi Boom shit. Over same day, they did some caffeine shit to launch a caffeine in the same state with the big battle with the billboards. Same day in that battle, the nigga Arsenal did some baby shit. Like, mad shit that just was like, yo, wouldn't let me be great. He got a chance to shine in a place where nobody else shines that day. And at the end of the day, my hat goes off to him for even, because it takes a bit of bravery to do this shit. And that's the only kudos I give to him. But aside from that, bro, gotta chill out. I'm the nigga that opened it up for the door, industry niggas. My battle was way better. I am better than him. And it's a simple way to prove this shit. You feel me? That's how I feel. All
right. Now, let me put this disclaimer into the battle rap community so they can know how much of a real nigga I am. I reached out to 40, and I reached out to Jag, because I'm not going to do the sucking shit and try to let the nigga. So right now, I'm going to introduce Jag right now onto the show, and let's have a conversation with the congregation. Jag, what's good, my nigga?
Right. What's happening with it, my G?
What's good, man?
Right.
We here with 40 Cal. What's good?
Hey, man, listen. First off, I'm hearing a whole bunch of wild bullshit. I ain't never said I want to be nobody's friend. Nigga, I'm from Westside 20 Blood. Nigga, get that shit straight. We can meet up wherever you want to meet up in the street on some street shit before we do any of this battle shit. Nigga, don't never make me out to be no fucking bitch, nigga. You got me fucked up, nigga, on the dead homies, nigga. 20s, nigga. You better ask your nigga about me, nigga. You talking about conversations and all that we had? What I say on the phone then, nigga? I ain't no bitch ass, nigga. Nigga, don't play me like that, nigga. You better talk to Cinco about me, nigga. You niggas got me fucked up. I'm taking this shit to a whole nother level, nigga.
What's
I don't do no bitch nigga shit,
Jack,
nigga. I'm from 20s, nigga. I will fuck a nigga up. Fuck you talking to, nigga.
But Jay.
Hey, 40. You hear me,
Jay?
40. We can meet up. We can do it both ways. We can battle in the streets with these hands, and then we can battle on the, in the ring. I'll give a shit. None of that. Any gang, nigga. And put
Jay.
Me on both matches. Nigga. Yeah. You niggas talking this new rap shit? You from South Central, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Every time your man come to South Central, he good, nigga.
Jack.
He good, nigga. He check me, nigga.
Damn.
This is
what's
nigga.
Going
you
on,
talking to 40? don't give a fuck about you and Math relationship, nigga. Nigga, don't talk bad. Hey, listen, I never said nothing about 40 because I don't care about no 40 fucking cow. Nigga, these niggas keep asking me about 40. I don't give a fuck what 40 did. I'm happy that you did what you did. Thank you, 40. You did what you did. You led me to another bag, nigga. And now they talking about Jack, huh? About 40. Look, the league's already hitting me. The league's already hit me. These niggas ain't hitting me about no 40. I'll tell you that. And that's 100. You can ask RBE. They ain't hitting me about no 40. So, shit, it is what it is. When these niggas hit me about 40 and talk about a bag, then we gonna get in. Right now, I'm in demand. I'm in demand. I know that's because I'm on the line with ARP and TV networks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I took this shit to a whole new level. This nigga 40 talking about to another level. Well, since you got ARP number, ask him what Jag doing. This battle shit finna go to a whole new level because of me, nigga. So I don't want to hear nothing about this 40 cow shit. When they nigga offer me a bag, we can get in the ring. And if you want to take it to the streets because you talking like I'm a bitch, then we can take
Jack,
it to the
Jack,
streets.
Jack, no, we're Jag. No street talk, though. Hold on, Jag. When I reach out to you to get you on the show, I'm not doing street talk.
I'm a real nigga. I'm a real nigga. I'm a street nigga. My nigga talking like I'm some type of bitch. He talking like I said some bitch shit. I want to be his friend, nigga. You got me fucked up. I'm a grown ass man. I don't want to be no nigga friend, nigga. I'll break your fucking face in, nigga. Fuck you talking to.
Hey.
Ain't no friends, no, nigga. No. Ain't no friends here, nigga. Hey. Ain't no friends
yeah,
here, nigga.
First of all,
I'm
battle rap.
What do you mean?
Yo, you know what? Yo, can you hear me? Yo, can you hear me? Yo,
what
since you fell out with me, that was sucking dick, nigga. How about that, nigga?
What's up?
I don't got nothing to say.
What's up?
Yo. I don't want niggas to beast. I wasn't ready to beast. I wanted niggas to talk about battle rap. Battle rap.
Ain't nothing to talk about, bro. Ain't nothing to talk about. Because at the end of the day, Henny already set the tone with some shit you want to talk about. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
You got it fucked up. Hey.
Why are you so mad?
But
you
ain't the flick, bro. Like, what's why
right,
are you
man,
crying for? Like, at the end of the day,
nigga,
like, what are you talking about?
I really don't know what the fuck
you
are you talking about. I'm coming out the car wash. I really don't know. Like, did you hear what part of this interview you ain't hear, bro? At the end of the day, I said what it was. At the end of the day, I didn't speak to you on the phone. I never said I was your friend. I never said that shit. Wait, you heard me
you
say I was your friend?
You said
I ain't never
gonna be my friend. You said Jag want to be my friend. I don't want to be your friend, nigga. Where?
I ain't never said I want to be your friend, brother. I never said that. And at the end of the day, listen, I'm going to be real with you. I don't do this internet back and forth talking shit. If you want to talk so everybody can understand you. You doing a lot of, like, yelling.
Yeah,
you're doing all
the shit in the conversation like I'm some bitch, nigga. Like, what you saying? What you saying, my nigga?
I said what I... Listen,
What part of what I lied about?
Yeah, what I called you and what? How did I act when I called you? Because I need to hear it. Let me hear it. Because soon as you say I said some bitch nigga shit, we to the streets with it. That's real, because I don't do no bitch nigga shit. So as soon as you lie and tell these people I did some bitch nigga shit on the phone, that's when I know you're going with it.
If you a street nigga, why you doing that, bro? All right, for sure. You doing too much. I'm going to get off this phone.
I'm going to text you right now. Send me your addy. And we can meet up in the streets and do whatever we need to do.
Why you doing it? Nigga, you fucking a bag on my nigga. Okay, you know what? I got people. Nobody asked me to battle 40. Why are we talking about me and 40? Because I didn't ask him about battle 40. I've been seeing 40 complain the whole time. Niggas hitting me telling me 40 hitting them. 40 hit me again talking about you didn't interview with this nigga. Why is these niggas hitting me? You ain't doing an interview with this nigga. You ain't doing an interview with me, let him in. You ain't just doing three interviews with this nigga the other day and mention my name?
Yes.
Do I need to send it to you? Fuck out of here, man. Listen, because you kept mentioning my name.
Man. Your man told me you mentioned my name the first night. Talk to your people.
You know why they saying that? Because they know you're not fucking with me, bro. Rapping nothing, bro. All right. You're not fucking with me.
Yep.
You're not fucking with me. Money, rap, or whatever.
For sure.
How do you want to do this?
Man, send an Addy, man. What we doing? All right, for sure.
My nigga.
Like I said, we can battle both ways.
No. Bro, just battle rap. Let me show you how I flex.
Man, listen. He can say whatever until niggas offer that bag. I don't give a fuck about what 40 talking about. Niggas ain't talking about 40. He trying to create a little uproar. It's not one.
Because you scared. Right, you can't battle me, nigga. You got to do a hell of a promo to get it.
You got to get your buzz. You got to do your promo. I don't got to do that. They talking about me, bro. Do what you need to do. I'm not the one.
My nigga, you know.
If you want a battle, because ARP told me you need a battle. Niggas upset. Why is everybody so mad? Why you so mad?
I talked you back into battling. You forgot that? I talked you back into this on the phone, nigga. You wanted to get a fucking the deposit back.
Hey, thank you, black man. What you want from me now, man?
What you want from me? Stop lying to people. Huh? No, you supposed to say if it wasn't for 40 pal, good looking, nigga.
Listen.
Huh? Nah, these
pal was the best rapper to come back until I came back.
Your energy is wrong. I'm surprised with you. This is not
yeah,
you.
I'm
wasn't
a
just
nigga.
Kind of guy on the phone. You wasn't this guy on the phone.
Yeah,
he was a cool, gentleman.
I was this guy before we got on the phone.
So you like a super South Central blood kind of guy.
40.
And I get
you
it.
You forgot how we got on the phone. If you think I'm a fake blood, give me your Addy, nigga.
When you get to a point where you got to, my niggas.
Why you doing this? Let's kill this, man. Let's not have this conversation. No blood talk. No,
man, he know what's at, man.
Let's keep it nice, man. Yo,
bro, if you want to battle 40 cal and you fuck with my niggas, who is this nigga talking about? Who is he talking about? What are we talking about? But Jay, why are we taking this streets on my nigga? You could battle me if you want to fight me on the same day. Now listen, I want to get this straight.
No fighting.
If you
want to
battle me and fight me on the same day, we could. I'm good with that.
With the hands right. Yo, 40, battle rap, my nigga.
Yeah, with the hands right. I'm not getting paid to fight. Give me a check. I definitely rip
niggas don't need to fight, period, though. Hold on. I can get one. Come on, my nigga.
I'm dead ass. Like, I'm about
to. I'm an animal, nigga. And I'm quite sure God, I dog walk you, boy. I swear to God, I dog walk you with these hands. These niggas, you're not talking.
I'm not scared of no nigga named Chubby Jag that's missing a fucking patch in his hair. You fucking wildin', bro. You better fix your fucking glasses.
Right.
This is 40 town when a
my niggas
ride.
Told me where you live. My niggas told me where you live.
I don't give a fuck. You mad. Why are you so mad, bro? What the fuck, thank you, 40 cat.
He hung up, man. He went 40. He bounced. He bounced, man. He bounced. He bounced.
My nigga, I didn't expect this to go left like this. What the fuck happened, bro? What the fuck happened? I reached out to both niggas before thinking shit was going to be left, and this shit just went left.
Damn, my nigga. I didn't expect. Wow. Man.
Yeah,
I thought about niggas
the
wrong way, 40
cal. This was your motherfucking idea, and it's cool. At the end of the day, I'm not even stressing it. He really think that I'm really
to have a fucking battle with this nigga. I'm just, at the end of the day, we battle rappers, and niggas be painting this picture of how niggas wanted to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? And this, he is a good example of niggas. I'm checking these dumbass niggas' temperature, and they be so soft with it. Like, you don't know how to respond. You gonna sit there like, what the fight? Like, that's some little bitch nigga shit. I got kids. That's what my kids would say. Like,
yeah,
like
I don't want niggas. Where I'm from,
you sit there, you can be like, yo, you got my number, my text is all right. You can sit there and be like, I ain't feel that shit. We gonna have to see you. Right? And shout out to my nigga Geechee Gotti, right? He's from Cali. I want to tell everybody this, right? Me and Geechee Gotti was going back and forth, like, well, not even going back and forth. I was sitting there doing the same shit. I was like, yo, man, Geechee Gotti can't fuck with me. Blah, blah, blah. Regular battle rap shit, right? And
right.
Geechee Gotti said, he right. finally responded. Nigga said, yo, you know what? Geechee Gotti don't be ducking no battles. Nigga called me Hell Real and shit. I thought that was funny. I said, yo, this nigga's a funny nigga, right? So,
right.
I responded back. Geechee don't be ducking no battles, but I heard you be ducking behind trees and shit, right? So the nigga, he, I ain't gonna hold you. Maybe that comment was too much. So he was like, yo, you know what? Hey, I'm a DM you. We gonna talk about this. I said, no problem. We talked about it. Found out I was in Vegas. That's 3 hours from LA when I spoke to him. This is about 2 weeks ago. I said, yo, you know what? You know what, you seem like a cool nigga. If I knew you was this cool, I would have pulled up on you. And we had a good conversation. He said, yo, I don't duck battles, but, if you want to battle, we can set up. I just said, bro, I just want my shot. And I don't know how to, I heard this is the way to go about it. This is battle rap. I ain't here to make friends. I ain't here to this and that. If this nigga want to bark and be on some shit like, yo, I want to fight and all this other dumb shit, cool, bro. We're not going to stop it, my bad.
Yeah, let's not.
We're not gonna stop this,
my bad.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, yo, bro, I play defense. Any nigga fucking lays hand on me, maybe they gonna be the first nigga to get shot.
Yeah,
by
but before,
I'm not
before,
even worried about
it.
I'm dead ass. I don't even talk like that. I just know any nigga lays hand on me, the first nigga shot in battle rap. But I'm not here for that. I'm here to battle rap. And be a good person and do and,
right.
And show people that I'm nicer than niggas. But at the end of the day, niggas making battle rap on some little pussy punk shit. Talk about, yo, you can't say all that, man. You saying too much, man. I ain't no pussy. Shut up, man. That's why I be like, yo, you know what? Maybe this game ain't for me. And you got niggas like his man Cassidy. He violated sportsmanship agreements. These niggas can't take me talking shit. If y'all niggas can't take a nigga talking shit, I found it ironic, a nigga can't take a nigga that sat there and did a whole bum-ass rape fucking scheme to another nigga that you can't take me talking shit? You sound dumb as fuck, my nigga. If you want your fame, it's a better way to go about it. I hope it's money involved. I don't duck fame. I don't duck battle. I'm here telling you, I don't mind battling. You, anything in that conversation you heard, was he don't want to battle, and 40 cows responsible for bringing. That's it.
All right, I want to apologize.
But at the end of the day, listen,
my nigga, I didn't think it was in the conversation going like this because I had niggas up like, yo, y'all niggas' names are being talked about so much. Why not get y'all on the show and have a conversation? Nothing crazy. I'm not thinking shit gonna go like this. I'm thinking niggas are gonna talk on a civil tip, like, because both y'all names have been talked about. So I apologize to you, brother. I didn't think it was going to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, you ain't got to apologize for a grown-ass man. Listen, at the end of the day, you ain't got to apologize for a grown-ass man. I know what you're trying to do in your platform at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I'm smart enough to know. this still good footage. This still good footage, and, you know, whatever it is, how we chop it up. But you know what's not going to happen is he's not going to touch me. It's going to be some battle rap shit, and it's going to be some shit that I get cleared up, and I'm going to get past it. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to be a lesson to niggas. Like, yo, this shit, like, straight WW fucking F, bro. And I hate this. It make me, like, hate this part of battle rap. Because at the end of the day, you can't be friends, but you can't be friendly. So it's like it leaves you in a fucking position of where, like, yo, how you move. And I want to take this time out to let niggas know I got my own platform for regular niggas. Any regular niggas
right.
that come through. It's called Who Really Got Bars. You've been there.
Right.
And we give cash apps. We give cash apps on Friday, prize money to niggas that win. You did a beat battle and all that shit. And we gonna clash with we actually gonna clash with Matt Hopper League. So it's going Who Really Got Bars League against his Friday night fight league. And I think it's dope for any niggas that's listening and y'all wanna want a chance to flex what y'all do, whatever the case may be, come through. You know what I'm saying? We like niggas is video battles. You ain't gotta worry about a nigga talk about, oh yeah, when I see you bring it to a friend gym. What is dumb shit, my nigga? This is like, I'm not with all this. All you gotta do is just come through 4 to 5 on my Instagram. It's 40 Cal. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we warning everybody, you know, to come through. And you know, shout out to you. We had friction when we first started. But it's all good. The nigga coming through talk about, yo, I ain't no bitch. I remember calling him a bitch. This is crazy. I called him a bitch.
Oh, man.
No, for real.
I
called him a bitch.
I gotta
know when I'm wrong. If I called him a bitch, he said, yo, I ain't no bitch. I ain't even said I'm his friend. I never said his friend either. I just wanted to. All I said was the truth. The truth is, you're here because of me. Thank me. And would I mind battling you? Yes. But at the end of the day, now I don't want to battle. You want to fight? Let's see if we can get a bag for that. I don't care. Like, at the end of the day, your niggas don't scare me. This shit is like WWF, WWE shit, man. And I'm not trying to talk over a nigga or do none of that Rari, Rocky, rah-rah-rah shit. Because truth be told, I spoke to a lot of niggas on the phone, and I'm real enough not to take the call and put them out there. And he wanted them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of wish I would have did that so niggas could hear the real him. This nigga's bugging.
All right, man. Man, I appreciate you, brother, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk, man.
Heard you.
My man. That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. I know, once again, to the culture, I reached out to 40 Cal to get him on the show to have a conversation, and I also told him, would you mind having Jag to come on? And I reached out to Jag, both these individuals, before the show, so they both know that they were going to come on together, and I didn't expect it to be on some rah-rah-ish. I'm thinking it's just going to be battle rap talk. Just battle rap talk. Your brother's name are both buzzing, and I thought I was going to do something big for the culture by having 40 Cal and Chubby Jag come on together. I mean, talk a little spicy, that's one thing, but I don't want people going on some physical-ish. That's one thing. I'll co-sign that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Man. Jeez. Hold on a second. Hold on, man. Hold on. Watch, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G? What's popping?
You know what's popping.
Come on, man. You heard it. I mean, you heard this whole thing. Come on, now. You in the cut?
We got a fake on Jackson. He's in the cut. It's crazy, man. What's good, brother? How you, man?
Just wanted to hit you up because they heated up 3-0, man. We didn't do no NBA playoff talk, man.
Yes, sir. Are we surprised? Yes.
So, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that they heated up from the number one team in the NBA. This is shocking. What's also shocking is that Jimmy Butler is completely outplaying the Greek Freak.
Now, what do we think about the Greek Freak, though?
I think he is completely not stepping up to the plate. this is a series where he has to take over, and he's not taking over, and it's shocking me.
Well, watch, let me ask you a question. There was conversations about him going to Miami. I don't even like how they have these conversations during a playoff push. Do you think that affects the other players hearing that? Because you and I heard that conversation, right, that Giannis might join the Heat?
You know, that's really pathetic conversation for that to be going on right now. You know, after the NBA media had a heart attack when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors after the Warriors beat OKC, but now all these media types are talking about how great it would be if the Greek Freak left Milwaukee. And I hate the fact that all these NBA media guys are trying to talk Giannis out of Milwaukee. That makes no sense, and I don't respect none of these NBA media guys trying to talk Giannis to leave Milwaukee.
But watch, they did that with KD, though, remember? When he left OKC? We've seen this before. We've seen this for years.
To me, this is...
LeBron,
this is
when LeBron... Because my nigga, me and you... Hold on. Me and you watched LeBron's Game 6 when he lost in Boston, 2009-2010. We've seen that. You seen this, bro?
I'm just to me, I'm gonna just say this. I am shocked that Jimmy Butler. Let me tell you this: Jimmy Butler is showing me something. What he's doing in this series, like he has a mental will to win, and he is dominating. And I'm in awe of what Jimmy Butler's doing.
Let's be real. You and I both know Joel Embiid loves that dude. Like, you and I both know Joel Embiid did not want that man to leave Philly. When Elton Brand gave Tobias Harris all that guap and didn't sign Jimmy Butler first, I'm pretty sure if you put Joel Embiid to a lie detector test, he'll tell you he was pissed off about that. Like, I'm pretty sure Joel Embiid had way more respect for Jimmy Butler over Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. You know what I mean? But I think Jimmy's found a home in Miami now, though.
Now we know that was a mistake. Now we made a mistake.
But
a mistake by going with
Jimmy. Jimmy does have asshole tendencies, though. You and I know that. You and I both know Jimmy does have asshole tendencies.
His tendency? Yeah, but it's that he's tough. He's just a player. You know, so I agree with you. And I think Riley likes that kind of player, a player who's tough and takes no short. And he went to Miami and took over that team. And Riley respects how he did that. And watching him do this to Milwaukee, dude, shocking, man. There are 3-0 on the Bucks. The Bucks were the number one team in the NBA. Nobody saw this coming like this.
Did nobody?
Did you Milwaukee, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick Milwaukee to lose this series?
No.
And that's my point. This is shocking.
What do we think about the Clippers in Denver?
I think Denver does not match up with them at all. I thought it was a bad matchup. I thought whoever in the Denver-Utah series, it was going to be a bad matchup with the Clippers, a bad matchup. And as you can see, the Clippers were the Nuggets were emotionally drained from that 7-game series, and they just wasn't ready. And the Clippers were well, force jumped all over them.
This might be a bad matchup for Denver, though, matchup-wise.
It is.
Like Dallas
is
a good matchup.
It's just a bad
matchup. You know? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I got the Lakers in 6 over Houston.
This simply comes down to this. Anthony Davis can average 40 in this series to get them out of here. There's no way he can be
there's no way
Anthony Davis can be gone in this series. It depends. Is he going to give you 40 a game? Or is he going to play funny style? We'll find out tonight.
Right. And obviously Boston, Toronto. I don't know how Toronto won that game the other night. That was bad. That was bad
defensive strategy by Boston to lose like that, man.
Let me just say this. That was a luck. Here's the thing. That was a lucky shot. This was a lucky shot. Because you saw the way he shot it. Remember, as soon as
Rainbow.
He caught it, because there was 0.5 seconds. So he just threw the ball up there, and it happened to go in. So now all of a sudden, you're like, oh, the defense was so bad. Dude, it was an inbound. It was a yo, he inbounded it across court. He did cross court inbound.
Word. All right. That's what it is, man. We'll definitely be back on tomorrow. Y'all know the whole weekend. Me and Watts going right out, man. Appreciations, album reviews, revisions of albums, and all that, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Fuck with your boys, man.